people were wondering. Will there ever be another Your Mom Has a Blog podcast? The anticipation was building. And people were wondering, will I ever hear Chad and his funny voices making Melissa laugh? We're back, y'all. Oh, yeah.
This feels really monumental.
It does, doesn't it? How do you even talk over this?
I don't know.
Good. Oh, yeah. Okay, here's where the drums start. Okay.
We're back!
And you come running, you're running out of the kitchen. Like, you go to that side of the stage over there. Shake a few hands. I'm over here on the other side of the stage, wiping the sweat off my forehead with my handkerchief, handing it out to the people who are adoring me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you do now?
How long does this go on?
We'll see. We'll see. See your eye. We'll see what you have done. We'll see what you have now. Yeah, you made me love you. Now real man is gone. See what I say.
What you can't see is that Chad's actually sitting here in a white jumpsuit with blue rhinestones on it.
It's incredible. All right. Well, welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
To the Your Mom Has a Blog podcast.
We are still here.
We're still here.
After all this time.
We're still rocking. There's been a lot that's happened. I don't even know what the date was of the last podcast. Do you know what it was?
No. No idea.
You could probably look that up.
It's been a while.
You need to look that up. So let's let the band play out here.
Man, they're good.
Yeah, so good. That's Elvis's band, actually.
How did we get them? That was amazing.
It's like a karaoke version.
You got a lot of connections.
Yeah, with the karaoke. It's probably illegal to have that on there. So if we get sued...
It was all worth it.
It was worth it. Just for the... How do you say that? Zap Sobrio Orchestra theme from 2001. It's got some crazy name. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's just start... Let's start here and just work backwards to catch people up on what you've been doing. So tonight we just finished up in Olney a tent crusade.
Old-fashioned tent crusade.
It was awesome.
It was glorious. This big white and yellow striped tent, like a beacon.
Yeah, and it was like it glowed at night. Did
yeah,
you notice that?
It was
that?
Amazing.
It was so cool. Yeah. They said even tonight, they said it was the best electricity they've ever had from Jake and Chuck that put up the, you know, and Fort Belknap, I think, yeah, helped us out. Got the pole, got the electricity. They ran like tons of voltage to the tent. And I mean, it lit up like Christmas.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I bet you could see that glow in Throckmorton.
I know. It was so awesome. We had a great evangelist. Rick Vasquez was our evangelist for the Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night. Had a lot of people that you know, made commitments to Christ. It was, you know, old-fashioned. Even the method, you know, sort of an old-fashioned sort of mass evangelism type effort. Christian Motorcyclists Association came down, the Wichita Falls chapter. We've got a couple of church members who are in that, and they did a great job. So it was really a neat event. And
it was cool. It was just something totally different.
Yeah, totally different. And the church really pulled together to help pull it off. Cooking, and we fed every night in the tent. And the praise band did a lot of fun songs and just a lot of fun. And also a lot of really good, you know, messages that were just right you know, kind of it all fit with sort of the atmosphere of the tent. Yeah. And I thought it was all, everything was really good. So just, I'm glad it's over. Those things are a lot of work and they stress you out.
Yeah.
You know, like you're stressed out. It's like, is anyone going to come?
I feel like our whole life is like, okay, we've got to do this thing. And then we can't really think about the next thing until we get this thing.
And now this thing's over. Now we have the marriage conference.
And I keep having these things where I get something, like a big thing that I've been working toward, and then I realize, oh yeah, tomorrow's another day, and I haven't even thought about it yet.
That big thing that you have to do there. So then, tonight that ended, but last night you weren't able to go to the Tent Crusade, which was incredible. Not that you weren't there, I'm saying the Tent Crusade was incredible.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify that.
But yes.
You had a speaking event.
I was in Breckenridge, Texas, First Baptist Breckenridge, and they had a women's dinner. Can you hear Emerald?
Emerald, you got to go to sleep. Okay, go to the bathroom and then get back in your bed. Go.
So I was in Breckenridge, and these ladies put together this dinner where they had recruited all these women to decorate the tables. So all the tables were decorated in different ways with different women's china or, you know, dishes. And it was so cool.
Adorbs.
The whole room was so beautiful.
Precious to the world.
And it was really...
Precious to the USA.
It was...
I love it when ladies do that. You come in and it's so eclectic. It's like surreal because it's so eclectic and you're like, no, you didn't just bring all this different china and somehow it all works.
And then at the end of the night, you're just like, I'm so glad that I get to do life with these people.
I'm doing life with them. We're eclectically doing life together.
Yeah.
With centerpieces. Don't take them home, ladies.
And the most unique,
they belong
to
the church.
The most unique table there was someone had done a, I guess it would be a circus themed table. And they had they had rolled up their napkins and put these puffs of cotton on the end that they had painted pink to look like cotton candy. And they had balloons and they were drinking out of plastic popcorn containers.
No,
and it was so fun. It was really cute.
That's good. You gotta
I've
be
got
careful.
Some pictures of that night on my Facebook page. If you haven't seen them, go look at some of their tables. They were
You've
so cool.
You've got to check it out. But, you know, a clown theme these days is dangerous. There's like all these clowns roaming around. Have you heard about this?
Did you know Adelaide got in the car today and she said, so what's the thing about the scary clowns? So what's happening with that in the junior high there? She said that they were all talking about how they needed to walk from the band hall as a big group
because
in case they encountered a scary clown.
Oh, man.
Pretty creepy.
Yeah. And yet they're junior high kids, so it's like just a big group of clowns walking. That would...
Scary
that,
clowns.
That would scare... That group would scare a clown. I mean, he was at least just the smell would run him off.
Yeah. Anyway, they have PE second period. I mean, why
terrible,
do they do that?
Terrible. What are they, if I was a teacher, I would say you're not doing that. You're
going to
have PE
last period.
Last, they don't come back after PE.
Yeah.
That stink they have. Ugh. Anyway, I love junior high.
So anyway, since we last did our podcast, I've had several fun things that I've gotten to go do like that, where I got to go speak at different events, and it has been so fun. I really have been amazed by how it's just a blast to go and meet all these women at different churches, and it's very encouraging because, you know, whenever you see all this bad stuff on the news and you're like, well, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and then you go to these churches and you think, look at all these faithful, awesome, sweet women out there who love God, you know, it just really encourages you.
Yeah. So if you want Melissa to come to your church, she has a booking agent. And he's pretty cool. He's pretty cool.
Who is that? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. So, no, I'm not the agent. If you want Melissa to come to your church and speak, the best way to get a hold of her is Gmail. And she will answer your Gmail.
Melissa.yourmomhasablog@gmail.com.
melissa.yourmomhasablog@gmail.com. And she'll, you know, the great thing about Melissa is that, you know, she'll do a good job, and she comes at a very reasonable price.
Right? That's right. That's right.
She'll come to your church for just $5,000. No.
He wishes.
There's no set fee. So we understand people, some churches can give and some churches can't. And some can't give as much as others and all that. So don't let a budget stop you from contacting her unless you're like in Alaska and you only have $50. Because I don't think she's going to be able to get up there. But
but I really would love to come and meet you and meet the ladies at your church, and we'll have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, it's a neat thing to do. And
so I remember the last podcast we did was right before you left for Ecuador.
No, it was way before that, wasn't it?
No, because we talked about your upcoming trip.
Okay. Well, I finally went to Ecuador, and it was awesome. Met some great guys there. The missionaries that are down there with a group called Reaching and Teaching International. So we went to Ecuador and we taught church history. We taught every night. It was a lot of teaching, but it was a lot of fun and an interesting culture. So I'm glad that we got to do that. God really blessed us to be able to go down there. I went down with my friend John Yates back from the Texarkana days. So and we took advantage of Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really fun. So we've never had Apple stuff, so we have never got to do FaceTime. Yeah. So Facebook sort of has a FaceTime type thing, Messenger. You can do the video messaging. And really it was neat because we didn't have cell phone service down there, but I was able to make phone calls on Facebook Messenger. Even had one gentleman, the last time that I spoke to him, he passed away when I was coming back, and we knew that he was, you know, sort of on in his last illness. And as he was passing, you know, in the hospital passing away, I was able to talk to him on Facebook, which is really amazing. And the Facebook quality of the Facebook phone call is remarkable.
I know, it was amazing.
It sounds like you're in the room with somebody.
And you know, I was, and one time you called me when I was in the mall, remember that, in Wichita Falls? Mm-hmm. And you were in this room in Ecuador, and I was on the second floor of Dillard's in Wichita Falls, and we were looking at each other talking. Yeah. And I thought, this is like the Jetsons or something.
I know, it's awesome. So we Facebook Messengered, and I was able to speak with Wilmer one more time, and I tell him I loved him before he passed away. He passed away before I got back. Did that funeral, but the trip in Ecuador, it's hard to believe that was just like a week ago, you know, just a week and 3 days ago that that I got back. But it seems like so much has happened since then.
And Chad brought me an alpaca blanket from Ecuador, and it's white and it is gorgeous. And I just went to Women of Joy. A lot has happened.
Wow, it's been busy.
I just went to Women of Joy in San Antonio. And I am extremely cold natured. I think that most people, that is one of the first things they would say about me. You know when those memes come up where somebody is covered from head to toe in some kind of weird sweater invention kind of thing? Mm-hmm. They always tag me in it because they know I'm always freezing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I took my alpaca blanket because I thought I'm going to be staying in a room with these girls and they're going to freeze me out, which they did. But that blanket is amazing. It's very thin, but no air gets through it.
Is that the deal?
Yeah. But the only thing about it is very furry.
It's fur. It's actual fur.
It sheds a lot, and I actually felt like that I had a hairball in my throat
when you woke up.
When I was at Women of Joy.
Yeah.
Because I swallowed so much alpaca fur.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was worth it because it kept me warm at night.
That's good. What else has happened? Junior high has continued.
Junior high goes on.
What else? I was yawning. Sorry.
Well, let's see. We had, I don't know if I can talk about that encounter in the mall. Can I talk about that? I thought that was really neat. At the phone store.
Oh, yeah. Maybe vaguely you could talk about it.
Well, I just have been thinking a lot lately about how God works and how he's just always doing interesting things that you don't expect. And last weekend, I guess, mm-hmm. we were in the mall, you know, we went up there to walk around, and we'd had dinner and had the kids with us and everything. And Chad, we were leaving the mall, and Chad said, "I'm just going to run into this phone store here." We hadn't talked about getting new phones or anything like that, but anyway, we ended up buying a phone while we were in there, and there was a young man in the store that through, you know, kind of a series of events after he found out that Chad is a pastor, he, with tears in his eyes, handed us a little piece of paper where he had written his name and his wife's name and asked for prayer for their marriage. Mm-hmm. And it just made such a big impression on me when that happened, and I was thinking, and of course when that happened, I immediately thought back with panic, you know, like, how have I behaved in this store? How have Chad and I interacted? How have I talked to him, and how have I talked to my kids, you know? And thankfully, I think that we had actually done okay in those minutes that we were there.
We had acted like real Christians.
But, you know, it really makes you think about how God works, you know, when you least expect it. I mean, I wasn't expecting to have kind of a ministry opportunity, and that night when we just went to the mall to walk around, it really makes you think that you always need to be thinking about your Christian witness and how are you representing Christ, you know, when you're around people.
Be instant in season and out of season. But what's freaky to me about it is that I wasn't going to go in there. Like, I don't even know why I went in there. I looked over and I thought, I wonder if they just have any better phones than I have now, because our phones are pretty bad. But I just a quick whim. I just thought, I'm going to go in there for 1 second. And then I wound up spending money, which I wasn't planning on doing that, but we got you another phone. We needed better cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cameras on these Go phones are cheap, but their phones are cheap, so you get what you pay for.
Right.
Yeah. One of these days, I'll get an iPhone 7.
Really?
But I will not get a Samsung 7. So they had all the, in the airports, even in Ecuador and in the United States, they had big, big murals that said Samsung 7 on all over the place. So I guess they're kind of keeping up with Apple, and Samsung are keeping up, because it's Apple 7, or iPhone 7, and Samsung 7. I think that's what it is. And you could not take those on the plane because they explode and catch
what?
On fire.
No way.
So they would have all these signs telling you, buy a Samsung 7, buy a Samsung. And then you get on the airplane and they say, ladies and gentlemen, you're not allowed to have a Samsung 7 on this plane.
That's nuts.
Because it's a fire hazard. They catch on fire.
That's weird.
I know.
Just in your pocket?
Yeah, that's
seems
bad.
Seems really not like a pleasant day.
Seems like a bad, like a major mistake to put that phone out. Like, didn't someone carry it around for a few months before they released it? And like, hey, test this out.
Wouldn't the engineers who put it together know what would cause a fire?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not, because it's probably a lot of different little groups of engineers working on different parts of it. You know, that's why they took out the headphone jack from the iPhone. Have you heard about that?
Because it was catching on fire?
No, but it's like all these different little departments, and they're trying to save space, and it's like all the engineering, they want to use that space that jack takes up to make more battery or do it. So there's probably a lot of different people working on these phones, but they took the headphone jack out I think ultimately to make it waterproof.
Oh.
So your phone doesn't have a hole in it that water gets into.
But don't they still have a place where you plug it in to charge it?
Yeah, but I guess it's waterproof.
Huh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and because the headphone jack is like technology from 1880. Like, why is it on the 2016 phone? You know? Like, they were like, can't we come up with something better
than
this?
That's technology from 1880.
Yeah.
They had headphone jacks.
They had, headphone jacks, so... they would wear the headphones. The ladies would be putting the things in for the telephones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they would do switchboarding.
I guess I've never thought of those as headphones.
Headphones. They were
headphones.
They were headphones.
They're headphones.
Yeah, you put your headphones on so you can listen, talk on the phone.
Oh my gosh. How did I never know that all this time?
I don't know.
Is that for real?
I don't know. It just makes sense, doesn't it? Like, there's probably like a wall phone and a headphone. I don't know.
Did you see the thing on Facebook about toasters?
No.
Because that blew my mind.
What about
they
a toaster?
Said that the numbers on a toaster, like on the little dial.
Oh, timer?
It's minutes and not the level of toastiness,
I always thought it was like, I want my toast to be a 5. Can you imagine toasting something for 5 minutes, though?
It would just be black.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's not true, though. But I did see a funny practical joke. Someone said on Facebook they had a toaster, and they said they put a sticker on it, or they showed that they'd put a sticker on it that said voice activated. Bread in there. 5 minutes, please. What do you tell your toaster?
I have no idea.
Extra crispy. I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, all right. So, what else? We should have had a game plan.
I know.
What's the latest on the blog? What's your latest blog post about?
Oh, I've got a giveaway. I've got a giveaway going on the blog. So there's this organization called Jesus's Economy.
Jesus's Economy.
It's not Jesus Economy.
It's Jesus's.
It's got an apostrophe there.
It's Jesus's.
Jesus's Economy.
Jesus's Economy.
And it's a really neat organization made up of all volunteers, most of whom are missionaries. And they work to spread the gospel, get clean water, get all these things that people need in these impoverished countries. And they have a fair trade shop that they use to help them do this. Not only does it help employ people who need work, but it helps to fund their efforts and what they're doing there. And so I've got a fun giveaway on the blog from their fair trade shop. And they have some beautiful stuff in their fair trade shop, including some lambs, like a lambskin tote and a goatskin tote.
Hmm.
Very beautiful. They would make great Christmas gifts for your wife if you're looking for something. Because
what was that again? They're what? Lambskin and what?
And goat.
Okay, and goat skin.
Yeah, or goat hide. I'm not sure what it's called. But, you know, that's a good way to get something beautiful for your wife that she would appreciate.
Are you trying to tell me something here? Is that what you want for Christmas?
I
thought you wanted a toaster.
Don't even. Okay, we're going to have to tell the toaster story. Now you told on yourself. So anyway, before we move on to that. So check out their fair trade shop and find something nice for your wife that will also help a family somewhere around the world put food on their table. It's a win-win situation.
Good.
But be sure and enter my giveaway also, because they're giving away a really cute little diaper kind of wet bag, and it's very cute. And if you don't have a baby, you can always just put it up for your next baby shower, and then you would be able to tell the people about Jesus's Economy and spread the word about it. And educate people about fair trade shopping, because it really is a cool thing.
But you're saying you could win a diaper bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really cute.
You might as well enter that. How do you enter
it? And it was made in Malawi.
I love Malawi.
Do you?
I don't know. I don't know where it is. So now, how do you enter the contest?
So just go to my blog post, which is up right now. And you just scroll down to the bottom and you just put in your email address to subscribe to the Jesus's Economy newsletter, where they'll just send you an email every once in a while to let you know what's going on with their ministry. And you will automatically be entered to win.
All right.
So good, it's deal. Exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm going to go enter right now.
Are you?
I'll see you later.
So, one Christmas.
The toaster.
I think it was just whenever Adelaide was getting big enough to start wanting to get in on the helping Chad shop for me for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, goes to my parents' house and visits them. And my mother is a huge fan of the toaster. She uses the toaster every day. And she likes her toast on 5.
Mm.
She likes it crispy and black.
Mm.
But anyway, so Adelaide had seen my mom using her toaster, and she noticed that I did not have a toaster cool like my mom's with all the buttons and all the bells and whistles. I just had a plain toaster. And so she wanted to get me a toaster like Granny's toaster. And so Chad took her shopping, and they went and bought me a $50 toaster.
Not too bad.
And
not too bad.
Stainless steel. Let me back up and say this. I love getting
toast. You love toast?
Gifts. I love gifts. I love Christmas. I love surprises. And so I was so looking forward to Christmas morning because Chad has been known to do a really great job buying me gifts. So Christmas morning arrives, and I have one gift under the tree, and I'm very excited to open it. And I open it, and it is the $50 toaster. And I looked around, and I thought surely there was something.
She thought it was a joke.
Hidden behind the couch or somewhere.
So she's like, "Is this it?"
No, I did not say that.
Is this all you got me?
I didn't say that. I was trying not, because
you only got me the nicest toaster in the whole store?
Here's what happens when your husband buys you a bad gift, okay? There's a whole range of emotions. First, you are terribly, terribly angry. And then you move into feeling guilty for being angry that all you got was a $50 toaster, and feeling like a spoiled brat, and you spend the whole day thinking there are starving children in India, and you're upset because you got a $50 toaster, and then that goes on and on and on like that. But what, here's the icing on the cake of that Christmas morning, is that, so I'm waiting for him to bring out the real gift, and then he says, "Wait, I forgot to wrap one more gift." And I thought, oh, hallelujah, here it is. Okay, so he goes back to the room. He makes a big thing about getting out a box and wrapping paper. And he goes back there, and we're all waiting in the living room with anticipation for him to come back with this special surprise gift that he, quote unquote, forgot to wrap. And it was all very mysterious and wonderful. Mm-hmm. And he comes out, and I look at the gift, and it has a tag on it that says, "To Chad."
I don't remember this.
And he opens the gift.
What did I get myself?
And it was a shirt that he had seen at Kohl's that he liked that I thought was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And he had bought it for himself and then wrapped it up as a joke for me to see him opening this tree shirt that I thought was ugly.
And I liked that shirt for a long time, and I got rid of it because you hated it.
And, I mean, just imagine, y'all, just imagine the feeling when I thought, oh my gosh, he's gotten me something really sweet, and he's about to bring it out, and it was that dang tree shirt.
That you didn't even like, but I loved it. Oh, the memories.
So anyway.
The memories.
Anyway, he's always done well since that day.
Yeah.
Since that day. That was his only major gift fail.
Wow. I thought it was a pretty good gift myself. We still have it.
Do you know how many clothes that I could have bought on the 75 off rack for $50?
I don't know, but we got a toaster with lots of buttons, and it does bagels.
Which I learned a few years later that toaster has a recall on it, and apparently it's a fire hazard.
Oh, no.
But we still have it.
Yeah. You should get a Samsung 7. Put the Samsung 7 in the toaster and see what happens.
Oh, but I've bought you bad gifts, too.
Yeah.
Remember that time that we had that huge fight on Valentine's Day because I bought you a Pearl Snap shirt at the thrift store and it was too little?
I don't remember that. I'm glad you do.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, this is it? You like don't know what size I am? Is that what upset me?
Well, we were mutually upset about because you had gone to a truck stop to buy my.
What did I get you, a dream catcher?
It was something along those lines.
Yeah, I got you a dream catcher and a t-shirt with a wolf on it.
Oh, it's a fairy statue.
Yeah.
I just thought it reminded me of you.
Yeah, it's a fairy statue. That's kind of like a new truck stop edition, right?
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's like fairies. When did truckers, like I can understand the Indian stuff, like the wolf howling at the moon.
Yeah, that's
the dream catcher, you know, knives made out of like the antlers?
Yeah.
The antler handle knives. That kind of stuff. And then like all the standard truck stop merchandise, like antennas for your CB radio.
Right.
Air freshener.
Corn nuts.
Corn nuts, yeah. All sorts of sunflower seeds and all that. And then you look over, like the other day we were in that one that's up in Oklahoma. We were coming back.
Yeah.
And said, you got to go in there. They got everything. They got dream catchers. They got beaded bracelets. They got everything.
But the biggest section in the gift department was fairy statues.
Sexy fairies, right?
Yeah.
The
busty fairies.
Yeah, busty fairies. You're like, what is this? They're like life size. Did they put those in the truck and like talk to them and date them or what? Like, what is that? Why would you want that in your... It's creepy.
I wonder how many truck drivers' wives have a fairy statue on their shelf.
I saw this and I thought you needed it for Valentine's Day. She's like, well, I got you this tiny pearl snap shirt. I'm sure it was a nice shirt that I couldn't wear.
It was cool.
Well, maybe I'll get you a statue for Christmas.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, of a fairy, like, making toast.
Perfect.
Yeah, there we go. So, anything else you wanted to talk about with your listeners?
Well, I guess...
How about your big opportunity for your latest non-paying job?
I haven't decided if I'm gonna do that yet.
We should let them decide.
Okay.
Or maybe give them some input. Y'all can have some input into the opportunity here.
Okay, here's the situation. Is, you know, we live in a small town. Our town is about 3,500 people. Mm-hmm. We have a hometown newspaper, which I love.
Yeah.
And so I have an opportunity to possibly do a little column in our newspaper, which I like that idea. I like it. It's just that everything in my whole life is all these jobs that don't pay anything.
Yeah. But you get a lot of exposure. Well, there's that, and then there's she's now directing the one-act play at the junior high.
Right.
Which is another non-paying job. She has a blog and a podcast, and none of those pay. What else do you do? You work at the church. You're basically the children's minister.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, but you're the team kid coordinator. That doesn't have a paycheck. But lots of this stuff does count in heaven.
Right.
So you're going to have lots of rewards.
It's all about jewels in the crown.
Yeah. But it raises the important issue, you know, how do we know what to say no to? I don't think we're very good saying no.
That's what I, when this opportunity came up, you know, I just was trying to decide, is this a wise thing to take on in light of all the other things I have going on? And I'm still not 100% sure if it is.
Yeah. And I feel that way, too. A lot of things, I think, oh, I'm too tired to do that. I don't have the time to do that. I don't have time to accomplish everything. And then you think, you look and read about Spurgeon or some of these other great, you know, men that you read biographies about, or women in the past, and how much they did. How did they do it?
I know.
How did they do it? They must have been incredible time managers.
Right.
And we must not be very good time managers.
Well, the other side of it is that when I think about how it would be an opportunity, you know, to get the truth of God's word into some more homes, you know, who don't read my blog or who maybe don't attend church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if they would read it, but at least it would be there in their house. Mm-hmm. There's always the chance they could pick it up and read it.
So,
I don't know.
So how about you could comment in the comment section. Where do you do that? On the Facebook page?
Yeah.
You could just say, go for it, or don't take another job. But I think it would be cool. I like the All in the Enterprise. It's a good...
I'm leaning toward doing it.
Yeah.
But I just... It makes me a little bit short of breath to think about it. Taking on another thing.
Be a columnist.
But I have another poll that
traditional media.
Okay, so when I went to speak at this women's thing in Breckenridge. I wore these colored jeans that have holes in the knee.
So progressive.
And I'm just wondering, is that okay? I mean, I stopped and questioned myself beforehand. Of course, I'm almost 40. Am I too old to be wearing jeans with holes in the knee? I don't know.
I don't think you are.
But then I thought, is it okay to wear jeans with a hole in the knee to go speak somewhere? It wasn't a church service.
I think it's okay. But then when I saw them, I was shocked. Remember, I was like, your pants have holes in them.
Well, you know, after I debated it and talked to my friends and we decided it's cool, you should just do it. Then Chad sees me dressed to go to my event. I'm getting gas at the pump and he walks up and says, did you know that your pants have holes?
Did you buy those like that, or did that happen when you were putting them on? I was like, what happened there? Those would be so nice if they weren't ripped.
Well, I would prefer them without the holes, but yeah. They matched the shirt so perfectly. Yeah, they did.
It was a perfect match, color-wise.
Yeah.
So.
Nobody seemed offended.
I'm sure they weren't offended. They probably just thought you were hip and edgy.
But once, whenever we were much younger, I was wearing jeans with the holes in the knee. And we were at prayer meeting at church. This was years and years and years ago.
Years ago.
And we circled up at the end of prayer meeting and we were all holding hands. The prayer was about to start. And this older woman who was across the circle from me said, well, I think we need to take up a collection to get Melissa some new jeans.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought she wanted to pray that you got new jeans.
No, she wanted to take up a collection.
Well, that's nice. I mean... Anytime someone wants to take up an offering for you, you should be like, let's do it.
So maybe I'm just a little bit scarred from that experience.
One comment has stayed with us. Like, I honestly was thinking about this tonight. I don't remember a lot of things that have ever been said.
But you remember that?
I remember that. That's like one I'll never forget.
Yeah. You know?
Of course, I did forget it. I thought she wanted to pray for it. But I've remembered that woman did not like the holes in your pants.
Maybe that's why you felt that way when you saw them at the
gas
pump.
I was like, if she runs into that lady. But now if it's a collection, I'd be like, yeah, tell her to do it.
But the holes in the jeans now are in. Those jeans I was wearing that night years ago, they were just actually old.
they had holes in them because they were old.
I bought these this way. They're supposed to be cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. You know. You're hip and edgy.
I'm so with it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I guess we better wrap her up.
Yeah,
We've been talking for 37 minutes about nothing.
Yeah.
So, but it's been a good talk, and we're so glad that you tuned in. So we'll try not to make it go so long before we have another podcast.
Oh, and Jeff England. If you're listening, Jeff England, I'm going to send you the CD. I just haven't gotten it done yet, but you are on my list of things to get accomplished here to send you that CD. I will get it out to you. I promise. I haven't forgotten about you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.